you know what? Expat Expo is here and they are back after a couple of years of disruption due to COVID. I was going to say, you know what, but yeah, we'll just name it COVID. And Ed McGaw is the man who is running this. He joins us to tell us what it's all about. Ed, welcome back to the show. How lovely to speak to you again after a few years of not doing Expat Expo. It's great to have it back. It's great to have you back on air.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back after this downtime. It's been quite an experience.
Absolutely.
We're happy to say that we're back and we're going and everything's fine. And we're going to be in Basel this weekend and we're really looking forward to it.
Tell me a little bit about Expat Expo overall. Who is this for? What does it actually involve? What's going to happen? What is this event?
Well, this is Switzerland's big English-speaking event. So if you're new or if you've been here for 20 years, it doesn't matter. There's always something there for you. We have all kinds of exhibitors. We have people doing food. We have people doing wine. We have schools and churches and banks and tax accountants, you know, all kinds of different companies.
And what's the sort of format? Because as I understand it, sort of lots of stands, as you might expect from an expo of any certain thing, but lots of stands, you can go up and talk to people, understand a little bit more about what they do. Talk us through that sort of format.
Exactly. It's like any expo you've ever been to. There's, you know, different companies exhibiting side by side. You just go up and each, and I mean, we have palm readers. That's how diverse this group is. So not to knock that. I mean, you know, it's great, but there's something for everyone in this, and whether you're, and kids, you know, of course we always have a bouncy castle and they do face painting and glitter bombs and all that. So there's lots of stuff for the kids, lots of fun stuff, just interesting products. Some of them are, you know, maybe some UK based products, some American, some, it's all kinds of stuff. For example, if you're an American, you can register to vote there because the Democrats abroad will be there. So you can register. It's a very useful expo, whether you're new to town or whether you've been here a long time.
As you say, you've got events for kids, some people moving to Switzerland or recently or otherwise with families. Otherwise, you might have young professionals. Would you say that there really is something for everyone?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, from city to city, the exhibitors change. So, you know, we're a big family. We've been doing this for 17 years. So we have all kinds of people. And some of them you might get in Basel and you won't get them in Zurich, or you might get them in Geneva and you won't get them in Zug. It just depends. But this weekend is Basel, as I said. We're going to be at the Congress Center at the Basel Messe, which is the huge Basel event grounds where they do the art fair and all of that. It's an excellent location right in the center of town. And we're going to be at the Congress Center, which is right next to the Marriott Hotel. So we invite everybody to come if you're in Basel or near Basel. And, of course, all Expat Expos, admission is free. There's no charge to get in. And it's a nice way to spend the day.
What are the hours of it, and do we need to register anywhere?
You don't have to register. We don't take any information on anybody. There are lots of prize drawings. So if you want to enter those prize drawings, you can do that. It starts at 11 in the morning, and it goes until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's this Sunday, January 29th. At the Basel Congress Center at the Basel Messe.
Do you have a website, Ed, where you're putting up, if someone is listening from Zug, from Geneva, do you have a website where you're putting up all of the dates of if it might be coming to a city a bit closer?
Of course, yes. It's expat-expo.com.
Excellent. We will make sure that that goes up on our website as well a little bit later on today. Ed, thanks very much. Best of luck. It's wonderful to have Expat Expo back. Such a great range of people that are always exhibiting there. It's always a good discovery every single year. So thanks so much, Ed. I look forward to catching it at the 29th of January. That's this weekend in Basel. Ed, thanks very much.
Thank you.